Yes. Halacha Hey on page 166. Yeah, you weren't here last night. Pilu Shama Min Anoshim. Even if you heard, we're continuing with our concepts of being Mater Agunos. Pilu Shama Min Anoshim, even if you've heard from women, Omri Mesu Ishponi, that so and so died, Dayom, that suffices. Rabbi said, Pilu Shama Min Atinokos, even if you heard it from children. Omrim, we say, Avenu Hochin, the children are saying, and that we, the, not we are saying, they are saying, Avenu Hochin, this public for Zish Ploni, we're going to eulogize and bury so and so. Bay, Miskaven, mention Miskaven, whether they intend to be Matir or don't intend to be Matir, now that's by Yisraelim, whether they know that their statement will be relied upon to be Matir, this woman or not. Regardless, we rely on their statement. By Yisraelim, until they have kavana, in other words, on the contrary, we want them to have kavana to be matir, want them to be aware of what they're saying. Uve goy, but by a goy, it's the exact opposite. We go to their principle, though it's not stated this way in Yushalmi, has to be mesiach lepi tumo. He has to be speaking innocently, without being aware that we are going to use him for halachic purposes, right? So if he knows we're using him for halachic purposes, his testimony is not valid testimony.
Omrim is like a different case.
What?
When it says Omrim, that's a different case than the half a line before that.
Yeah. What do you mean? If you show me the token of Togos Omrim?
Stop. Next thing.
No.
The people say,
No.
The
Tinoko is saying, the children say we're going to bury the girl who tries to bury him, yeah. Look at the Carmenada. The children are saying we are going to go and eulogize and bury the guy.
Really?
Yeah, honest.
So we care about the kavana of the children?
Well, not quite Tanakama. Right? Even above it seems to hold that way, right?
The Pasuk above us, Shalom min anoshim on.
I understand. But what troubles me is the content to say that we worry about kavana by tinoko.
According to Rabbi Ben Bava, unless Rabbi Ben
Tanakama, why should you even mention Ben Chayla Miskavan? Who cares?
No, the lafuke a goy. A goy is the exact opposite.
I understand. I can understand excluding a goy from an adult Jewish male.
Yeah.
Not excluding a goy from a minor Jewish male. It doesn't even jive.
Well, it's a minor Jew, no matter if it's male or female.
Male or female, doesn't make
right.
a difference.
I don't see what the big deal is.
It's just, there isn't any syllogism. It's not logically comparable, that's why. The structure of this Mishnah doesn't make sense.
We empathize with you, but we don't know what you're talking about. Yes. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know what to do with your comment. Let's go on further. Shama kolam kononos. Miyabto. If he hears the voice of the mourning women mourning, Bein Amesim among the this person among the dead. Ain edus kodem mezuz, no greater testimony than that. Mekaman terisei hamelech. Now that's something like commissioners, you know, some people who are in charge from the king's perspective. If they say meis poni so and so died, nerak poni so and so was killed, emesim mezishto, it's not enough to marry off his wife. Mi beistin, and it's a big typo. It should be shel Yisrael. If you hear from a Jewish court that we executed so and so, then Mace Ploni or Nerak Ploni or so and so died or so and so was killed, Messina Zishlo, that suffices. Now, Abad Ploni, if they hear them saying that so and so was lost, and the next word says Nerak, but it's a mistake, it should be Natra Ploni, so and so was burnt, and a bone, he's no longer in the world, none of these things work. And all these things, we don't trust whoever says it, that the fellow's dead. Why? Because the person says, Ava Ploini, a person is, They say so-and-so is lost. I can interpret it. I can say, Rabach min Alma. There's a whole bunch of different yourselves here, what the question Rabach is. Some say it means that he lost his Rebbe, and therefore he's lost. Others say he lost his Rabu. Rabu means his greatness. In other words, he's bankrupt, and that's why he's lost. So the bottom line is, you just say the word Avad, it doesn't necessarily indicate death. So to Natre Ploini, they say so-and-so got burnt. On Oimer, I say, Asrim Ploini Macho, he burnt up some food. You know, like he burnt up some calories, or he actually consumed food, or his food got burnt up in something, whatever it means, but doesn't necessarily mean that he died. Ploini Enob Olam, they say so-and-so's not in the world anymore. I say, Tipach Ruche Alei, either tipach with the test would mean he became haughty. But it's probably supposed to be tipach with the top, which means his spirit departed, meaning that he went insane. So enabola means he's insane, not anything to do with his being dead necessarily. Okay?
You just look at it more simplistic, that there's no body. If he's avad or if he's burnt, there's no evidence.
Yeah, but if there was no evidence, but we knew that they were saying the guy died, so we would assume the guy is dead. We don't know if the guy's dead. That's precisely the point here, okay? So we don't know that there's definitely a death. Okay, this is actually... How we go? That's really why I left my phone on before, because I was waiting for that call. Okay. It's actually a brilliant, brilliant money-making move by the people who invented cell phones. It actually is really unnecessary, but it's so such a taiva to use a cell phone. People just use it. It's amazing. It's a brilliant stroke of genius to invent the cell phone. Okay. Says no more further. See, where are we now? Shokas finasa biyam. What if a guy's boat sinks at sea? Do we assume he's dead? Ask the God of the Tamar, goes like that, which is the Tamar Rav Abrasav, the Shem Rav, goes like Rav Abrasav, saying Rav, Maisa Abasimians, Maisa Abasson, so name, person named Abasimi. Shoshokos, Vidas Biom, his boat sank at sea. Uloy Abasocha, he wasn't there. So the average fact that his boat sunk doesn't mean he died. Well, again, so too, if somebody says his boat sunk at sea, it doesn't mean he's dead. Ezui Miskavi, what is the case where a person has kavana to be matur a woman, which is good by a Jew and bad by a goy? So Rabbi Yochanan Mar Koshmas Kinlo Isha, Rabbi Yochanan says, any time they tell a person there's a woman involved, then he loses his status of Mitzvah Bitumo. He's no longer innocent. He's already answering with the direct purpose of being matur this woman. Shimon Lori says, Kosha showing no sublimation. Even if he doesn't know there's a woman involved, anytime we ask a direct question, so by Israel that's good, but by a guy, that's bad. You don't want to ask him a direct question, because then he'll answer what he thinks you want to hear. It's interesting that in the Bavli, the names are reversed. But it's attributed to Rabbi Yochanan here, it's attributed to Rabbi Shimon Lokish there, and vice versa. Okay? Amir Chagai said, for that's a possible, like Rabbi Shimon Lokish, because in the Bavli, it's Rabbi Yochanan. So that's why, you pass like it. Rabbi B'chaga, Rabbi Shulman Levi, Rechaga said the name of Rabbi Shulman Levi, Zohar Rebbe. Do you remember, it says here, B'shlishi V'kamas Kenny, but the way the Mashbiach changed it, it should be B'shmoni V'chamishas Kenny U'mehem Shloshi V'kama Nevi'im. And this is an allusion to the Anshe Knesset Gedolah. According to the Yerushalmi, the Anshe Knesset Gedolah had 85 members, 30 of which are prophets. So it's as if it's exaggerating, saying all the time in the coin of the generation, like the Anshe Knesset Gedolah, Shumatrisi Kineg Rabbi Yeshua, they were complaining against Rabbi Yeshua, Biyat, they were making machos with their hands. They're going, stop, 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 or banging on the table, I don't know exactly what they're doing. But they were trying to prevent the Me'abakad of the Rabbi Shimon Lakish, and wanted to prevent them following the stringency of Shimon Lakish, that even if, and just ask him a direct question, we can't assume he's telling the truth. If you would not accept to back down, and he was machmir like Rishon Lakish, it has to be that the guy has not asked a direct question. Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rab said, and look, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava, that loch is like, not like Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava, and therefore, by Yisroel. In other words, even by Yisroel, he doesn't have to have kavana to be mati the woman. Even if he doesn't have kavana, so we still mati her. Does that make it better for you?
The Mishnah just, there's a logical construct that's lacking in the Mishnah.
You say that with such fervor. I wish I could feel that.
It's like, the more I think about it, it's like, it's just not complicated.
Okay. Says more further. Umel the milendra baran amin kain, top of 167, pay down rab. Umel, the words of the rabbis say the same thing. That they we don't have, the Yisrael does not have to have dafka and tenth to be matir. The Marei, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Avon, Rabbi Akiva, Barachim, Shem, Rabbi Yassi, all said, Ein botkim edem misa bedrisho hakira. One need not check the edem for death with Rishon Akir with cross examination. Now, it means they don't turn with cross examination. That means that we don't have to go cross check what they're saying. They know they're being martyred women and they know the gravity involved. So, Maisa was a certain person came to testify to Rabbi Tarfon on a woman to
Shkimai.
Do you mind if I open a window? Is that right? Mind if I open a window? So much stuff in here.
Statement itself means automatically that we're not taking Adas. If we're not doing Drisha Bahakir, means we're not doing Adas.
Well, that's exactly what he's trying to prove, correct.
Yeah, but in the previous Mishnahs, we said
you.
That they do, maybe not Drisha Bahakir, but they do ask details about.
Yeah, but they don't have to do Drisha Bahakir, they don't have to cross examine. Cross examination has specific parameters, they don't have to do that. And that's her bringing proof here. So, she said to my son, how you want to testify to this woman, she should be allowed to get remarried. This actually says long before Shani says it probably should be Shatino say that she should be able to get married, not that she was married. Okay. So name so he said, listen. Now here the gears is messed up. In the Bavli it's much better. I'll try and deal with the gears here. There's obviously mix ups here. Rabbi Monoya Bishayara, he was with us in the caravan, Biarda Gai Solenu. And a ambush came down upon us. The Neatland, the guy hung himself up by the hands, Bihushal Zayas on a branch of an olive tree, Ubushacho, he snapped it off, the Rodaf Gaius, and he pursued the band of bandits. And the Chosan, he came back. Numetzilo, so I said to him, is all this aids is speaking. B'ni, my son, Meshabecha ni bari, I praise you like a lion. Numelo, and he responded to me, Yovikimat Lishmi, you figured out my name very nicely. Anikra Biri, I'm called in my city Yechnan bin Yonason Ari. That's my name in my city, Yechnan, the son of Yonason, the lion. Mikfar Shikla, from the city of Shikla. Amarti lo. So now, Rabbi Gamliel speaking. B'ni Yofel Marta, did you talk to say his name properly? Yonason bin Yochanan Ari Mikfar Shikla. That's his name, Yonason bin Yochanan Ariyeh. So he said, Amalisa, he said, no, Lokacha Marta, he didn't say that. El Yochanan ben Yonason. The other way around. Yochanan the son of Yonason, not Yonason, son of Yochanan. Ariyeh the lion Mikfar Shikla. Amarti lo. So Rabbi Gamliel saying, I said to him, Valo Kachamar, did you say Yonason ben Yochanan ben Ari Mikvar Shichlo? Amalisa said no. Kachamati El Yoch Lo Kachamati El Yochanan ben Yonason Ari Mikvar Shichlo. They both argued about the names of the fellow. Now, in any event, what was the Ikra testimony? The Ikra testimony was not about this incident in the desert, because the guy survived that incident, right? With the caravan. But rather, the Ikar testimony was La'achar yomim cholu meis, right? After the day, after this incident with the caravan, so he became sick and he died. This big gibor. So we see that Baruch Rabbi Tarfon didn't say do so. Rabbi Tarfon checked out his testimony v'silishto, and they were allowed to marry his wife. So in any event, this is a question, because we see Rabbi Tarfon did Drishas Chakiras, and one of them is symbolized by his exact assessing of the name, whether the name was being reported accurately. So it says Mara, so is the Takin need Edus on the Chakiras says what?
That's
what
the main part of Drishas Chakiras.
Well, it's part of probably the Chakiras, not of the Drishas. It's part and parcel when the testimony concerns who it was, so you have to know who it was.
You don't really care what the Adam's name, you care about.
No, we're asking.
Yeah,
we're asking about the guy he observed.
The mace.
We're asking about Yonasan Yochum was the mace's name.
He
was the lion hearted guy. Yeah, the mace was the lion hearted guy. Not the witness, the mace. Okay? So, in any event. You have it though. I mean, he was in a caravan with this guy, and this guy in the caravan saved everybody's life. So the
except at the time they were asking his name, he was very much alive.
Right.
Why were they doing all that? Why were they doing that
Drisha? No. That's the Gemara itself is interjecting. Gamliel asked him twice and three times about the guy's name.
They
didn't ask the guy on the trip, but Gamliel asked the witness now two or three times about the guy's name.
Because it sounds in the story
right. Yeah, that's not the case. So in any event, so he talked.
It would be Patricius, it would be Pedicos. It would be the lowest level.
Yeah.
And all you care about is Takasha, not just, I mean, if you get something wrong, who cares?
Opinion?
In Bedikos, in the lowest category of Bedikos, then all I care about is you could even be saying something.
Yeah, but you need to know the guy's name in this case.
Why?
Because otherwise, how are we going to mock his wife? How are we going to know who his wife is? There's no body in front of us.
That's right.
Okay?
It's going to be fun learning something.
It's critical. Okay, so Ubarak Rabbi Tarfon say do so. Rabbi Tarfon checked out the test, maybe see it's ishto. So is that does that mean Nidrish Lakira or name of Mishumabakach, or maybe there was a certain reason here why he required that? Maybe something he was unsure of. Ashkatai, so we found a Bryce which says Ain Bokim Aidim Isa Bajish Lakira, Takato Dujish Lakira on Aidim of Death. The low Rabbi Tarfon. Not like Rabbi Tarfon, the Rabbi Tarfon are Boki and Misa Drisha Rakir. He's the one who says you do it, you don't have to do it. Okay, Edom Lo Aner. Testify that you saw.
My whole problem with this whole thing is the last thing. My whole problem is.
Sabli Netter. Sabli Netter.
He complains about me.
Is alter ego.
The focus is on Aiden. He's plural Aiden.
Yeah.
Yet. You know, why the formality of Adim? Who cares about Adim plural? It should be just A, because we're not talking about testimony. So why is it more so hung up on Adim Misa? Just keep being Adim Misa. It should be Adim. We don't care about Adim.
I can't do anything about that one. It's a good point. It's like Adim Echonem and Bisurin, though.
Yeah, but you assume that you always want two witnesses.
No, but here's just borrowed terminology. Because it's called like Edech and Embisur. It's not really witnesses. It means it's somebody who has credibility. Okay? The cloth a woman checks herself with is called what in Masech Tanida? It's called an aid, right?
Yeah.
So, is that a witness? They bring two cloths to court?
I guess right.
Okay, that's like Reb Chaim's joke. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. I don't think Reb Chaim made very many jokes. Mm-hmm. But one of Reb Chaim's jokes, knowing the progeny, I don't think he made so many jokes. But one of Reb Chaim's jokes was that if you take his derech too far, then any time you have a share of brachas and you want to make, you need panim chadoshos, what you'll do is you'll take a cigarette and burn it. As it says, the Gemara says on Efer that it's panim chadoshos po'ulakad. It became something new. So then, so it's a Brisker joke. So then, so panim chadoshos obviously can be taken to mean literally, you know, and that works for share brachos. I mean, if it's used the same word, it must be the same gather. So that was his point, that you shouldn't take, assume that all words which are the same in Shas are precisely the same thing. Okay? Meet him, Larner. You don't, never heard the story. I'm sure it can be told over in more spectacular ways than I did, but you got the gist of it.
Byron never mentioned it in the 4 years I had him.
He never mentioned Panim Chadoshos. Okay. Meetim Lo'aner. He testified by the light of a candle or a levanim, the light of the moon, that you saw the body. Musina Basko, he married off somebody on an echo. Echo means a voice which you hear without seeing a body. Mais Bechat Shemoda Mara Roshar is a mice certain individual standing at the end of the mountain. Varme said, Ish Ploni, so-and-so, Ben Ish Ploni, the son of so-and-so, Mimokom Ploni, from so-and-so place. Mace is dying, meaning himself. Hochu v'lo amatu shamarim, they couldn't find anybody there when they looked. Yisilus Ishto, they married off his wife. Why? Because we rely even on the voice. Shu Mace B'Tzalmos, Mace B'Tzalmos, Echud B'Tzalmos Yishamar said, Ani Ish Ploni Ben Ploni, I'm so-and-so, I'm so-and-so. The Shachani Nachosha, I've just been bitten by a snake, Vareani Mace, I'm about to die. Hochu v'lo ikura, they went, they couldn't recognize him, it was too bloated, I guess, or whatever. He sees his show, but nonetheless, they married off his wife, based on his say-so.
It's almost like an apparition.
No, that's exactly the point. It's not an apparition.
But
we have to be sure it's not an apparition.
Well, they heard something. Someone, I'm not sure what the word means. I guess.
A shade.
It has to be.
What?
Corbinator says it's a shame.
What is?
What he says, but
Tzalmo. Yeah, Tzalmo, no. Oh, you were translating Tzalmo as a reflection?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's a place, yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, I didn't know that it's talking about.
Oh.
So it's a place.
It's Tzalmo.
Yeah.
Oh.
Actually, it's in Mo's Sur. The Chayad Mom Betzel Talmon. I think it's a place there.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Or maybe there's not. Maybe it's like a Talmovis.
So what? No, no. So what does Admon mean there?
Edom.
No. No way. Admon means the red one.
Yeah. Edom.
No. You say Edom. Admon there. This is not during Roman times.
This is the
Middle Ages.
The Cleveland Indians.
No.
Washington.
Admon is the red one because the red one, aside from the color aspect of it, it is sort of the anti-god. It is the being. It is the sun. Absolutely.
Give me a break.
No.
There are two that the last pairing suvas. Last ring Suvas is he's on a high tonight. He's on a roll.
All I did was I got on the treadmill. That's the only thing
The last ring Suvas is Shnei Dayonik Zelo Soyu Bushalim Admon V'Chano Ben Avshalom. It was a dying Yerushalayim named Admon. Is he the anti whatever?
But that wasn't the time Moses was written.
So, well, Moses was written means Edom. All right, not for now. Says what further. All right, Chidurchia said, Limdani Rabbi Edison. Rabbi Edison taught me that whenever they hear an echo, Vehichiro Bubio Shalom, they have to see a human reflection, otherwise it's not valid. Rabbi Chaim Chanina said, "Tamatim learned over there. Mishra Mushlo before somebody was thrown into the pit." Barmei said, "Kol Shem has Kol Yichdov Get Lishto. Anybody hears my voice, should write a get to my wife. Hareli Yichdov Yitnu. They can write the get and they can give it over." My Rabbi Yisrael Yisrael said over there, "Veicher Obuv Yisrael. They have to see an outline of person down there below, so I know it's not a shade, right?" not a demon. Rabbi Yaakov Shem, Rabbi Chaim Shem, Rabbi Chaina said, Hoda the Tema Besoda. That's only in a field where you have to see a reflection. Avo Be'ir, but in a city where there aren't too many Shadim, Afilu Lo Bu'ir Shodim, even just heard a disembodied voice that actually seeing a shade, that's sufficient. Vatninon, didn't we learn, Mishra Mushlach Babor? It says, what do you mean in the city it's sufficient, even don't see an echo? Don't see a reflection. Then say, Mishra Mushlach Babor, somebody was thrown into the pit. Varmar, and he said, Kol Misha Shamez Koli, anybody hears my voice, Yichtov Get Lishti, or Ishto, or Lishti, you try to get from my wife, how raise a Yichtov Uviyitu, they can write and they can give. Umar Rabbi Yisrael said, Usharo Buyer Shalotam, they have to see human reflection. So we see it's necessary to see human reflection. Rabbi Avun said, that's true by Boros and by Sodos, but not by the city. You know why? Because I'm a Zekin Matsuyim. But Boros, there are the Shadim in the pits, in the wells, Kedar Shem Matsuyim, so it's just like there are in the fields. Talmudim, we learned over there. Hamasis, Zehedion, somebody who seduces somebody else to worship Avodah Zarah. And he's a commoner, Vanisas, and the person who is seduced to worship Avodah Zarah, he's also a commoner. So it's a funny Gemara. The Gemara picks up on it and doesn't make it much better, but says, Chochem lo. Sounds like the Mesis and Nisas are only Pshutim, are only simple people. Not Chochem. Why can a Chochem be a seducer for the person of Avodah Zarah? And why can a Chochem be a seducer of Avodah Zarah? So that's referring to some comment. We came with your Nisas since he was able to be seduced. That's a Chochem. He's an idiot. Right? Mekevan Shemesis, since he's a seducer, ain't the Chacham, he's not smart either. So, in any event,
he's smart enough to seduce somebody else.
Yeah, but that's not smart. That's just, you know, tactics. Ketzadosel Arim Love. So, what do you do in order to deceive him himself? Machmina Love Shneidim. We hide two witnesses. They are them human beings. Rabbi Sapkemis in the inner house. Moshimina Sabai Sechutzam. We put him in the outer house. Malikin Nero Gabov, and we light a candle over him, Kadesh Yeroin, also in order that we should be able to see him, we show him his color and hear his voice. Shane also Ben Sato Balud, and that's what they did to Ben Sato and Lud. Shechminalo, Shane Tamil Chomin, they hit Tul Tamil Chomin to hear him speak his terrible words. They reveal the basin, Saklu, and then they brought the basin and they stone him. So in any event, the coordinated transcripts, but I don't think it's necessary. The question is that in any event, that there we need witnesses. How come over here we don't need witnesses? I would say you have to have two witnesses. It's not enough to hear his voice that he's being maces. Somebody has to go and see him being maces. Right? They have to see him actually missionizing.
It's a capital crime.
What?
It's a capital crime.
Well, over here we want to be mater and aguna, right? Isn't that a capital thing too? So the question is why over there we need actually to see the guy. True, you can hide, but you have to see the guy. And here you don't need to see the guy. All you need to do is just hear his voice. What's the difference? Okay? So says the Gemara, Shani, that's different. The Marni, I say, Af Ochani. I say, I would also say the same thing here. The Marni, I would have said Apochani. I would have also said the same thing over there, actually, even though it says over here means over there. But Zetak also would have got in units. Why are we not going to go units? Shlo Yibrach V'yelech Lo V'yelech V'yasit Sarchei Mimo. Units is the wrong word. And what I meant to say is that we wouldn't have to hide the Adam. That's what I mean to say. The stress is on the last wide line. It says, Revealer Basim Sagul, they brought him to court, right? So why did they just kill him on the way?
Well,
No, that's not the question either. Sorry, I get mixed up. The question is, why do we need Adim, who can see the maces being maces, which is the indication, either somebody who can see the witnesses, they see the mesesim, the missionaries, missionizing people. Why need witnesses to see them, just so that witnesses overhear them? Because my mission said if they just overhear the guy saying he's dead, that suffices.
You're involving two people. One of them is the witness. So you want to make sure who's who.
That's a nice shot, but suppose they have very different voices.
You don't?
Yeah, but the Gemara says a nicer shot. Close, but not quite. So it says Gemara, Shelo yivrach v'yelech v'yotzi tzachem mimo. You shouldn't go and be maces, shouldn't flee and be maces other people. You know, so, in other words, over here, if we hold up a mic to somebody, you say, can you please say your name? So what are you going to suspect? And we're on his trail, right? If we put Aiden behind the guard there, then we don't have to ask him his name because they can recognize him by sight. If they just hear a verbal discussion, he has to be name by name because otherwise, what are they testifying? How do they know that the story they're being told is true? So therefore, since they have to... I'm getting perplexed looks. That's
Yeah, because... His voice is very distinctive. They'll know who he is. So they can recognize him by his voice.
They can't, usually. They can either recognize him because of sight or because of he says, I'm so-and-so. So Mason would deal with the moment you're going to say, I'm so-and-so, it smells a rat. He's not going to do it. If it was why they asked me to say my name and my father's name, I'm not in hiding. So therefore, I mean... Yeah.
So the guy that's dying in the cave...
Yeah.
They recognize his voice?
Yeah. That's the assumption. That
they
don't
recognize
voice.
The voice of the Macy's.
No. They might recognize, but they can't rely on that.
Then it goes back to your original question. Why don't they rely, why can they rely on the voice of the guy that's dying in the cave?
They can't rely on him.
Yeah, why can they, in that case, and not rely on the voice of the Macy's? That this is the guy, that this is the Macy's. Why is there the comment?
Yeah,
here's the question.
Right. Okay, so we're going like, I'll tell you why, because we're going like, what's his name here? What is it? I don't know what I'm referring to. I thought somebody says here that you have to know the name. Somebody doesn't say that? No. But this must be the thing. You need to be able to recognize him in court. So the best thing to do is to see him.
All right, you have to recognize him in court
right.
Because there's an active case of skila. If he's guilty, you're stoned.
Right.
If it's an HSH, you're not her to another man. I mean, so, all right, there's a chance that she might be over on HSH. She might not be, but you don't stone her.
This reminds me of an old Ephraim Kishon story. Ephraim Kishon wrote a story about one of the many stories he wrote is about a bank heist in Tel Aviv. So a bank heist in Tel Aviv, he wrote a story that it's a short fiction story he wrote when the bank armored vehicles were robbed. So there were two guards in one vehicle, one less experienced, one more experienced. The less experienced one They're both unarmed. The less experienced one tries to convince the robbers, instead of stealing the money through the front door, to steal through the back door because they had a gun mounted in the back, facing out, which couldn't face forward, but could face backward. And if the robbers are coming through the back, he could shoot them, right? The other guard, who was more experienced, he just sat there and cursed quietly Hungarian and didn't try and do anything, because he already knew it was useless. But the robbers knew better. That was the story. In any event, the idea is that if you're trying, the robbers obviously know they're not going to go to the back of the truck and open up the truck and get exposed to the machine gun. So the Macy's is not going to say his name, right? He's not going to say his name, because he's afraid, if I say my name, they're going to kill me. I don't see any aid him right now, so I can talk to this person and smooth them up to try and missionize them, but I'm not going to say my name. But the guy who's trying to deliver a get to his wife, on the contrary, he must say his name in order to be able to have identity, because we're not going to find his body. So that's what he's saying. By Macy's, we can't do, instead of being machminatim, we can get him to say his name. But getting him to say his name is like trying to get the guy, the robber, to go on the back of the truck to face the machine gun. You understand what I'm trying to say? Does it make sense?
Yeah, so you don't want to arouse his
suspicions, right. If you tell him, it'll be worth your while to tell us your name, then it's going to rouse his suspicion. So therefore, we don't say anything of that sort. Rather, we just hide the item. That's what it says here, again, the first white line. Shani demaroni. Here it's even that I say, avochani, that I should say the same thing. If I would say the same thing over here, that he should say his name, instead of being machmi'edim achar agoder, in order to see him, right, that just they should stand outside and just hear what's going on inside. Shleiv rach v'yelechlo, right? You shouldn't want to raid fleet, right? V'yelech v'yotze zechermo, go and seduce others to worship Avodah Zarah. Time that you learned over there. I may be get, so he means get, but other men gets lost. Imotzu al asar, if he finds it right away, kosher, it's okay. V'imlav, if you lose it for some time, it's possible. He's al asar. What's immediately? As long as three people have not passed over there, because if three people passed over there, we're afraid to get fell from somebody else. Over a guy, Mao. What if a guy passed there? Even one guy. Shmini Meadow, it's here from here. Out of Barbakana, I see Gita brother get Bava Minani lost it. Ashkachte, Ashkiche, Chatsi Koi. Sorry, Koi. So one Arab found it and brought it back to him. As Uvdo Kumi Rabbi Rabbanan, it came from the rabbis. But actually, they said to get its kosher. Adamra, teach us to over Ugoi. If one guy passed it, it's still kosher, right? Because here, one guy passed, and he brought it back home to the guy who lost again. So says Mara, maybe that's different. Name a Simon Avabay. Maybe the reason he knew was his get it, because he had a Simon in it. The locate tiny we learn ain't says well, you got to the semen. The locate tiny we learn ain't semen getting. There's no semen for a get. Getting are generic. There's no semen. Mm-hmm. There's more another asimani. Buda that would you say there's no simani? Buda matlati should be tati a class. Sure. It's a guy that says there's two or three lines in the get. How many lines do we actually put in the get?
9 or 12.
12. Gematria of
get.
Yes, but they didn't have that. They had they put as many lines as they needed. So therefore, if the guy says the simon was two or three lines. When the get that's two standards. Not a good simon, right? Bramacha, but where is the simon to get a valid simon? Let's say they put in one Mapi K. Remember that there's a Mapi K, which is a unique quality of that document. So then in that case, we say that there's credibility, and I say that he can pick up the get and say this is my get, even though it was lost for some time.
You may have some things out along the margins that to make it unique.
Once again, Makusha, they tied up the get. That was somebody signed each fold. But that's not what we're talking about here. So in any event, so here maybe let's assume that the hay will had a dot in it. Rabbi Yezer boy kuri raimona, Rabbi Yezer has pray raimona. Hachalam upasso. Why over here by the getaway say if it's possible if it's found his hand and was gone for more than three passers by? Because Ani Omer say Shem Echor Yashom, maybe there's somebody there, or Yashmo Kishmo, and he had the same name. Both he had the same name and his wife had the same name. So if that's the case, of course we should say the same thing over here. Why do we trust the person saying his name, right? Maybe who's about to die and we'll never see him again. Maybe he's, you know, maybe there are other people of that name, right? So it says, Magatcha Shabarkla calls some makam. Let's take this further. Let's say they check the whole area, right? V'lomatzu sham echad, was that Kishmo? They didn't find somebody in the same with the same name in the entire city. Nobody had the same name as he and his wife, right? So why can we get back to getting in that same case, right? It must be an Ella, she says here below, but it should be Ella Mishum Khaimurhaya Barayas. The reason why even if nobody has the same name, we don't get back to get is because it's a Khumra Barayas, so we don't get back stuff which came from which is a question of providing a rice, okay, access to a rice. So it says the Gemara, Vatnian. Then we learn, Hochu. Now this is where it brings us full circle back to our sugya. Hochu v'lo matzu b'shum adam. If they went and they didn't find any people there, if you see when they look for a person, you know, a person shouting from the top of the treetops. So we didn't find by there, nonetheless we see Uzish, so the mariner was what? Or in a case where they went and they couldn't recognize his prior area. That would work by get. But what about by the death? Maybe there's somebody else involved. Says more Umre Le Ray Munar Mana said, the truth is there's no such thing as Chomer Bar Rais. There's Chomer Bar Rais. There is Shemachmer also in our Mishnah. And then until they see the guy dead and lying in the gutter, they shouldn't marry off his wife. We see the Chomer Barayis is counter-indicated by the entire last parak of Yevamos, right? It's the exact opposite of Chomer Barayis, more Meko Barayis. So why are we machmir by the get which got lost all of a sudden, that even if he has a simen in it, it's not an absolute simen, and if it's not found soon, that he can't get it back? So it says, Gemara, so says Amara Amar Le Raimono, Raimono said Kachamar Rabbi Shimi Barashi, but Barachi Bishem Rabbi Bum Barachio is what he said. Really, we're talking about a case, you're right. There's no Chomer by Arias. I said, why by a get are we afraid of more than three passes by, pass by? Because this guy had two gittin when he started out. It says of Yodah, but that's superfluous. Echad kosher, echad pasul. One was kosher, one was pasul. Ovid is a kosher. Now he is a shlemiel. He lost the kosher get. He shlichas a pasul, and he tossed the pasul get. Bishash and matzu. So therefore, at the time that he finds the get which he lost, shematzu ani omer pasul matzu. I say by that time that the get he found was a pasul one. Why is that? Because there's always possibilities, since he was holding one kosher, one puzzle to begin with, that the get he finds is actually the puzzle one. Because he lost the kosher one. Maybe the new one he finds is the puzzle one, so we can't allow him to use this as a proper get. Okay, is that clear?
Yeah, it's clear. But
no, it's not because of Chomer Bar Rayas. Okay. It's because we're afraid that there was a second get.
All right, so maybe he lost the
puzzle
one and found the kosher one.
Yeah, but it's a chance either way.
People pass by.
Right, so therefore, as long as there passes by and they could switch and they could vibe psulim, so therefore we can't take that chance. Says more, Amrabi Kiyakil said, Kshirati Lenardor. When they went out to Nardor, Ibar Shona to make a leap year, Atsasi Nechemi Ishbardalo, I found Nechemi Ishbardalo. Armali said, he said, Shamati, but the Chemish Barlow said to me, I heard, Shain Masim is a Ishabar Tisrael, P8 Echot. You don't marry off a woman in Eretz Yisrael based on one witness. El Yudman Bava, nobody except Yudman Bava. So Numesi, Lakiva said, the Chenadvor, it's not true. Amar Leisa, he said, who was he speaking? Nechemi Ishbadla. Ishbadla, I think it is in the Babli. Say that, Mishmi, my name. Atem Yoidim Shamdina Zos Mushubesh, because, you know, this country is ruined by all sorts of bandits. And I can't come up there to Israel. Never let you know, Makubani Miriam Gamliel Zokin, I have a tradition of Gamliel Zokin, the grandfather, the current Rabbi Gamliel. Shemesina Isha Piyed Elin, a married woman based on one witness. Shibasi, we say, says, Gamliel. When I came, actually, after I heard it, and stayed this over on Golio, Salach Lidvorai. Oh, no. Rabbi Akiva came back and told this over to Ron Gamliel. He was very, Gamliel was very happy. Ron Gamliel was the grandson of the original Ron Gamliel, called Ron Gamliel Zokin. Mm-hmm. So, Varma, he said, Matsinu Chaver Liyuda Membava. We found a opinion in consensus with that of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. I forget what Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava say. That even up he Eid Echod works. Because Yehuda ben Bava said, at the beginning of the Mishnah, said even Eid Echod, Eretz Yisrael works. So until then, they weren't doing Eretz Yisrael, until Rabbi Akiva came back with this testimony from the Chemi Ish Badlo that even Eretz Yisrael works. Okay? Nizkar and Gamliel himself, we told him, as he was remembering this, also Nizkar and Gamliel also remembered, Shunergu Harugim Betel Arza, people have been killed in Tel Arza, we see Rebbe Gamliel's initial saying, they were married off their wives, Api Eid Echot, based on one witness, Vuxkuli and Sunzar Gamliel himself remembered this, Vuxkuli and Messina, APA, gradually they became accustomed to marry off women, even if it's a witness hearing from another witness. Repeat Isha, or even from the mouth of a woman. Repeat Shivcha, or from the mouth of a slave. As long as there's a call, we align that for the issue of Agunos. Okay. Sazmar. Matsu Kasa Bishtar. No, this whole story is not brought down in the Bavli at all. Tyson alludes to it, but it's not brought down in the Bavli. Matsu Kasa Bishtar, he doesn't allude to it, he cites it. Matsu Kasa Bishtar, they found in a document, like a death certificate. Mace Bloney, so-and-so's dead. Nara Bloney, he was killed. Rabbi Yehuda Messiah Sishu, they can marry him off based on the document. Boom, Barakana, Amar, Messiah Sishu can't marry him off based on the document, because it's not true. Even though it doesn't have to be true, Adis, it has to be oral. It can't just be taken off a document. Okay? Messiah Messiah Day, Messiah Messiah Day. Right? There's a price for each one. Maspisa Messiah, Rabbi Yirmiyah, the one of Rabbi Yirmiyah says that the star is enough. You don't need Adim. So that is Maspisa Messiah, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Alpi Adim says based on witnesses. Lopi Ksovat, not based on their. Writing, one second.
So what if two
Adim
signed the document saying that this man is dead?
Yeah, that would like...
Sorry? It appears that that's not permissible. You can't rely on that.
Right. Unless we know for sure that... Well, say it again.
Two Adim say,
yeah.
We saw Plumlee dead.
Yeah.
And they write it down. Instead of
Giving
it orally, they put it in writing.
Right. Makes it worse according to Tanakama, right? That's correct. So. I'm not sure. So, were you asking a trick question?
No.
Is that explicit in Gemara?
Yeah.
It's explicit in Gemara. Right? That's what it says. I'm sorry for accusing you with your question, but it sounded too innocent. I mean, that's really what the Gemara is saying, right? If two people wrote it down. What?
I'm always innocent.
Okay, two people wrote it down, so then that's the machlokas. So says the Gemara, right? Masisim Sadeh, Masisim Sadeh, Masisim Sadeh, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Piyadim. It says based on witnesses. Law Piksava, not based on their writings. Lopi Maturgamon, not based on a translator, not based on an interpreter. Why is that? Rabbi Yirmiyah said, I'm sorry. I'm in the middle of the raya. Rabbi Yirmiyah is the one who says you can marry somebody off based on a star. Okay, he says you can marry somebody off, but that's critical. The Rebbe says you can marry somebody off based on a shtar. So now, listen, I'm in the middle of the riot. Lopiksovan, it says in Mishnah you can't marry them off. It says a PA, Lopiksovan, not based on writing. Lopimaturan, not based on an interpreter. Loami PA, nor a witness based on another witness. None of these are any good. Right? So says, now, the Korah's right against Rebbe here, right? Because it says you can't do it based on writing. The Gemara continues, says, Ba'akshav emesina eda p'yei. Don't now we marry off when one witness says another witness, I heard Yankel say that Shmulik's dead, right? The Kava saw, and so too now that we undermine that part of the Mishnah, Kava's apik, some people took him and we also undermine the whole part of the Mishnah. So the riot is, if we undermine one part of the Mishnah, which prohibits A, and we also undermine the other part, which prohibits B, must be mutter. With the Kavasah, umasisim sare bumbar kahana. The other one, there's a price which is right to bumbar kahana. You have a koch edim mikoch a star, which says it's better to have edim than a star. The koch a star mikoch edim, better to have a star than edim. Now is that sure? Edim shomu meis ploni. The witness has said so and so died. Narak ploni, so and so was killed. The sinisi shook and married off his wife. Matu kosub star meis ploni. They found written a document so-and-so died, and Narak ploni so-and-so was killed. Amosin is ishto, he can't marry up his wife, right? So that way, shtar is, Edom is better than shtar. On the other, the other koch of shtar, mikoch Edom, one respect shtar is better than Edom. Totally out of left field, may do with Yibomas. Shamav is chaber Edom, somebody who lends money to his friend with witnesses, it's not enough. Goyvin chosim nechorin, he only collect from free and clear property. For shtar, if he loaned his friend with a document, klaivin chasim shvayim, they can even collect from property which is on the lien. So one way shtar is better, one way shtar is worse. The way shtar is worse is that edim are better when it comes to being matir a woman. You need to have an aid, even one aid, but you can't have a shtar. So very basic machlokas, really very basic machlokas, and really is not breath bound in the Bavli at all. So obviously all the achrayim are going to grapple with it. How do we paskin? Do we paskin that if it says in the shtar, you get a death certificate from the army? Is that sufficient or not sufficient? And that's obviously going to be based on the sugya. And the mice, I think they do rely on death certificates. Pretty sure they do. Okay? I grab being here. Say the mission further. Still, it says you can't marry one based on one witness. You can marry law piyisha of law pikrovi, not based on a woman, not based on relatives. Says, well, what are you talking about? Didn't we learn Huxakulius Messina, APA, Pisha, Vishmi, Pisha? We married women off based on a witness in the name of another witness, a witness in the name of a woman. A woman, Pisha, Menesha, a woman from another woman, whom Piavet, from a slave, she is Shivcha, a woman slave, Pikraven, relatives of Atam Rachain, you say you're not going to do it. Masis, Commission, Shrine. This mission is like Mishnah Rishrine before. The previous Mishnah where Nechemiah Ishbadlo sent us the message that now we're Matir Api Yerechon. Amalei said, Maisa of Ibn Levi is a Maisa of the people of Levi. Certain family of Levi. Shaul Tzor, they went to Tzor Ira, Tamari Miricho. Bechol Echomem Baderech, one of them got sick along the way. In Yechul Bepunmek, they left in a motel. Chazirosan, they came back, Arnold Pundikis, they said to the innkeeper, Ret, Eya Ayel Chavirenu, where's our body? She said to them, Mace, he died. Kvartiv, I buried him. We see his sister, they married off his wife. So we see even a Goya, I assume even a Goya, even a non-Jewish woman is okay. They said, Loteri Koko, and it's Kipundikis. They said, a Kohenes should be no worse than this innkeeper. In other words, a lead innkeeper should be of any woman. They said to him a likely story. When we believe an innkeeper, then we'll believe a Kohenes. That was a special case. The reason why I believed her this, a pundikus hotila maklo v'tamilo minolo v'tamilo. She brought them out: his rod, his shoes, his backpack, the sefer Torah she'abiyado, and the sefer Torah which he had in his hand. So that's how I believe her. But normally we don't believe a woman, certainly not an innkeeper. Says more Apundakis Hotila Maku Minov and Tosov Servitorsha Rabbi Yoto. Rabbi Yaakov Shame Rabbi Chanina said, Rabbi Yaakov said, name Rabbi Chanina, because of that, also so kechaya, very interesting thing. So they made her like a midwife. She nemenes al asar. A midwife is believed at the time of birth to say who the mother was. She's not believed more than 7 days, but at the time of the 7 days, she's believed to say who the mother was. Why is that? Because it's her in her jurisdiction now. So too, when the innkeeperette shows up with his stick, his staff, you know, then it's under her jurisdiction. So that's what we believe her for that amount of time, okay?
She was honest enough to keep it, not sell it.
Right, that's what shows her expertise too. Chayri Stone Bar Sutsa said, no, that's not the reason, rather, also so Kigoy Mesiach Fitumo. They made the innkeeperette as a Goy Mesiach Fitumo, meaning, we'll see, Chayri Stone Boykonai Mount, a certain person from Ariston, I guess the name of a place, oh no, Rad Kormanator says a person who is like a chef. He said in front of Raimana, Laysa da Poyo Shimon Lakish, how he calls Mesiach Fitumo? This doesn't start with Shimon Lakish. The Shimon Lakish in our culture showing us over Umeshiv. Anytime we ask the person a question, he responds, it's not Mesiach Fitumo anymore. And here they asked the innkeeper a direct question. They asked her, what happened to the guy? So it says, Mar, Enechanami, Lays Kane. It's Taka, not according to Shimon Lakish, we Taka can't call Mesiach Vitumo. Rather, must be like Roshmo Bar Sustra said, which is. That you can't say like Rishon B'Sustra. Let's say he knows Rishon B'Sustra. Can't Rishon B'Sustra not be able to say it's like Goy B'Sustra V'Tumba? He's can't Rishon B'Sustra not be able to say he did my Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said also so Kechaya that they made her like a midwife she didn't amend us all asar. It would stock if we ask her a question the corner of Rishon B'Sustra is not a Mesiach V'Tumba anymore. So when Rabbi Yochanan before that she's a Mesiach V'Tumba unless we ask her directly about a woman about B'Matur and Isha. But if you hold like a Shimon Lakish, have to say like the other answer to the Gemara, not that she's considered Mesiach Fitumah, but she's considered to be like a midwife at the time when the woman is still in the jurisdiction. Okay? Hajjalocha Isha Basra Slikala Mesechus Yavamis. I think that's it. I was going to start Ksuvah tonight, but it's late already. Make a little bit of sense.